Welcome back to Jesus and Coffee. Today I want to talk about having movement but no motion. So I know sometimes we feel like if we stay busy, then that means we're doing something and we're getting progressive, right? But actually, sometimes we can be just busying up our time to create distractions so that we feel like we're doing something, but we're actually going nowhere. Kind of like being on a treadmill. You got movement, but you still got no real life motion, right? Like you're not getting ahead. You're just moving. So I want to just make sure that today you understand that sometimes the enemy can step in and give us all of these things to keep us busy, but we're not actually having motion in the direction that God would have for us to go. So make sure that you're staying plugged in with Christ. Make sure that you're taking time to pray. Make sure that you're assessing what is going on in your life. Do you have a whole lot going on from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep? Keeps you busy all day long, but you feel like you haven't made any movements, you know, in years. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I've been in these spaces before where I'm waking up early in the morning, I'm working, I'm taking care of the family. I've got like a to-do list that I can't even get done every day. But every night when I sit there and think about it, I'm like, yo, I'm not going anywhere. Like I'm standing in space, I'm really busy in this space, but it's nothing that I'm doing that's going to move me forward. And sometimes that's intentional, right? Like sometimes God has us in a space where he has things for us to do in this space in order to move forward. But sometimes the enemy is sliding in and giving you all of these things to keep you busy so that you can't hear the word of God and so that you can't do the work of God. I just want to make sure that the things that you're doing are not just creating movement for you, but they're also giving you motion that moves you forward into the direction that God would have for you to go. So maybe take some time this week and assess where you are. Assess what your day looks like. I had to be honest with myself. I was spending a lot of time on social media. And it wasn't like I was sitting somewhere for like 2 and 3 hours just scrolling. But it would be like whenever I wasn't busy doing something, when I had downtime, I found myself scrolling. You know, looking, not even really posting and commenting or engaging, just looking at what other people were doing. And then one day I said to myself, wait a minute, I'm sitting here just scrolling every time I have nothing else to do. And I'm watching what other people are doing when I could be doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So I had to take a few days off social media and just kind of fast from it so that I could use the empty space in my day to get closer to God so that I could figure out what he has for me to do. Because I can't allow the enemy to consume my free time to the point where I don't have free time. No more free time for prayer. No more free time for relationship building with Christ. No more free time to actually engage and figure out what God has for me to do, and no more free time to start doing it. We have every excuse in the world about why we can't do something. And most of the time, it's time. I just don't have the time. I just have to find the time. I can't figure out where I could place it in my day because I'm so busy. Truth is, there's a lot in your day that don't belong there. And if you figure out how to let that go, then you'll find the space for the things you need. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you today, first of all, just thankful. I thank you for everything that you have provided us. Thank you for the breath in our lungs. Thank you for the roof over our head. Lord, thank you that even if we're in homes that we don't necessarily want to be in, or we're praying for better, that Lord, we have homes. Lord, we thank you for our vehicles, whether we are driving or taking a bus or walking, Lord, we thank you that we have the ability. Lord, whatever we stand in need of, Lord, we know that you will provide. But we just thank you for all of the things that we have right now, all of our needs that are met, all of our wants that have been met, our desires that have been met. Lord, allow us to find gratitude in every space, in every day. Allow us to be grateful that we are currently living inside of at least one answered prayer. While we continue to pray and work hard for what's next, allow us to understand that we have to be grateful for what currently is. So I just thank you for all that is right now. Lord, I thank you for all of the provision that you are making for where we're going. Lord, I thank you that we have recognized that maybe we are too busy. Lord, that maybe we need to assess what our hands are busy doing so that we can find time to do things that are within your will. Lord, allow us to hear your word as it pertains to what we should be doing in this season. Lord, that sometimes the things that you assigned us in last season have expired and we are still doing them thinking that they are of you. And you have said, hey, that season is past. Let that go. It's time for something new. So Lord, allow us to understand when the time has come to let something go, when the time is here to start something new, and what we should be doing with the time that we have. Lord, we know that our heart is to do your work, but sometimes our head can get in the way. So Lord, allow us to hear your voice over all others. Allow us to get out of our feelings and get into our spirit, and allow our spirit to be directly plugged into you. Lord, we claim this all done in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great day, friend. Invite someone else to tune in, and I'll catch you next time.